Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
I think it's fair to say that the average person, if we can speak of an abstract average person, the average person is formed by today's relativistic culture to be very afraid of being judged. And it's a little odd because the same culture that says that nothing is wrong and nothing can really be condemned, that same culture forms people to be very concerned and very afraid of what others think of them and how they are judged by others. I find that very odd. Nothing is wrong, nothing can be condemned, nothing can be judged, and yet people formed by this culture are pathologically afraid of being judged. For example, the further that a certain identity group might find itself from reality. So if we think of, you know, the poor people, the poor men that think they're women, you know, the further that a certain identity group is from reality because of this relativistic culture, the more they are concerned with getting approval from others and the more they are afraid of being judged and disapproved by others. Now, this happens, I think, because when a person does not know who he is or he has an uncertainty about his identity, he's afraid that others have the power to determine who he is by their judgment, by their approval or disapproval. And when we undivinize God, that's just a created word here, but when we undivinize God and divinize ourselves or divinize our neighbors or whoever, when we give ourselves or people around us the power to give or create identity, take it away from God and give it to ourselves and to others, obviously it's a precarious and an anxious way to live life. Because why? If our identity depends even on self-perception or that of others, well, we know very well we can lie to ourselves in order not to hurt our own feelings. We do that all the time. And we know that others can lie to us in order not to hurt their own feelings, and that happens all the time. So when we base our identity on our self-perception or other people's approval, well, I understand. It's an anxious way to live. And even if we base our identity on lived experience, right, that slogan today, lived experience is who I am, that too is a very precarious way to live your life, because think about it, sometimes our lived experience is very painful and horrendous. And we can hate our lived experience. Think of the examples of people that are maybe brought up by abusive parents or no parents at all, people that are bullied and ridiculed and discriminated. Our lived experience is not always positive. We can hate our lived experience, and if we equate lived experience with identity and we hate our lived experience, we'll hate our identity. Or for others, it can be a hell, because if we love our lived experience, but we're living as jerks, well, then it's a hell for others. And they'll judge us and identify our behavior with who we are. And it's, again, obviously, we need to anchor the question in something solid, something more profound than just a relativistic, woke perception of self-identity politics. Only if we know God and know ourselves as God knows us, see ourselves as God sees us, only then will we be set free from fear of judgment. Only if we have a healthy fear of being judged by God, only then will we experience that relief of the fear of being judged by others. And I say a healthy fear of being judged by God because God knows us as we are. Other people can be wrong, but God never is. His judgment is always correct and precise, and he loves us as we are. That's the amazing thing about God. Other people don't. He is merciful. He is infinitely loving. He corrects us when necessary. Yes, he finds us where we're at, elevates us to where we should be at. That's why we should never be hesitant to fear God in a healthy, childlike way. And that, again, sets us free from being afraid of others judging us. Likewise, we should always try to see and judge others as God sees them and judges them, always through that filter of God's knowledge, God's love, God's mercy. If we do that, if we fear God and Him and His judgment, then we will be set free from the fear of the judgment of our neighbors and even of ourselves. Praised be Jesus and Mary.